welcome everyone out on this cool, rainy morning for our Christmas cantata. We're honored to have each and every one of you here this morning. If you are visiting with us for the very first time, we'd invite you to pick up the visitor's card. You'll find it in the pew rack in front of you. Fill it out and put it in the offering plate when it's passed around later on in the service. Just a few announcements I have for you. If you have not picked up your Christmas cards, please stop by the table in the vestibule on your way out this morning to pick up your Christmas cards. This evening at 5:30, we'll meet here with the children to take them caroling behind the church through the neighborhood. So we'll need some pickup trucks. If you can be here for that, we'll take them caroling. And then they'll come back and Santa will be in the vestibule and visit them and have a gift for them. And then we will not have a service Wednesday night, but Thursday night we'll have a special Christmas Eve service. Thursday night, and it will be a little different time. We're doing it at 7 o'clock to give people that work to 5 a little more time to get off and get here. So Thursday night at 7 p.m., we will have a special Christmas service, and that's for adults and children. It's going to be an emphasis for the children, so please come and bring your children and invite a friend to that special service. And with that being said, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we're honored to be in your house today, Lord, to just worship your holy name, to celebrate the birth of our Christ child, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that you would just fill us with your Holy Spirit this morning, both through the cantata and the message you've given Pastor Jacob for us. Lord, we just pray, Father God, if there'd be one here this morning that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, that this would be the day of salvation for them, Lord, that they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And at this time we have a presentation that Shirley Wall would like to make. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's my privilege to be able to honor our special staff that we have here at Tramway Baptist Church. They are always here for us. They do such great work and are so important to each different section that we have of service here. And this is just a small token of showing our love to them in appreciation. So Patsy and Sherry are such an integral part of our music. And we appreciate your dedication for what you do, and we thank you for all the time and effort that we don't see that you do. So thank you. We're very pleased to have returned to our youth program. Dana, you here? There she comes. Yay. I hear they had a very successful progressive dinner last night, and without Dana and her husband and family being willing to serve the Lord in this capacity, it would not have been possible. So thank you very much. The one that is the glue that holds us all together, that we appreciate. Travis. He is always there, knows exactly what to do for us and how to do it, and keeps us all straight, and we love and appreciate you.
Amen.
Now for our special pastor that we have, that we are so thankful for. Amen. And that the Lord has just truly blessed us to bring us this faithful servant of the Lord. And we would not be where we are today at this moment without you and for all that you do for us. Thank you.
The fourth candle is traditionally called the angel candle. The angels are God's messengers who announce the coming of the Lord. The angel, Gabriel, spoke to Mary and Joseph to announce the birth of Jesus. The angel sang out with joy to proclaim Jesus' birth to the shepherds. The angel Michael announces the coming of Christ again in the revelation to John. We hear angels' voices even today and wait with joy for Jesus. The scripture verse is Luke 2, verses 8 through 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Let us pray. Gracious Lord, let your angels' voices call to us now that we may receive good news of great joy. May that joyful good news of Jesus and his coming to Bethlehem change our lives and give us hope for when he comes again in power. Amen.
Hymn today is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It's hymn number 88 in the hymn book. We'll sing first and third verses. Standing, please.
Shall we pray? Our most gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us throughout the past week. As we start this new week, we pray that each one of us might search our hearts and remember the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who provides eternal life for each one of us who will believe. We ask now that you would bless these tithes and offerings, and we pray that you would bless Tramway Baptist Church and our pastor as he brings a message this morning. Bless the choir and their cantata as they present it to us. And we just thank you for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray, amen.
there was an actual moment in time when the eternal intersected with the temporal, when the immortal became clothed in mortality, when heaven touched earth. This moment, the first Noel. The first Noel was a singular event of mystery and miracles, wonder and adoration, fear and affirmation. It was the birth of a king, not just any king, the king of all kings. Through the years, scribes and storytellers have added their perceptions and their perspectives to the story. Also, there have been those who have made it their life's work to take all the mystery out of the story in an attempt to bring the extraordinary into the logic and language of the ordinary. We were not there. We do not know the minute-by-minute unfolding of events. However, there are some things we can be absolutely sure of for this reason alone. We have an eyewitness, one who not only saw every single thing that occurred, he actually planned it and recorded what he wanted us to see. He is God the Father, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us look and see what he has to say about the birth of his only son. This is the story of the first Christmas, the birth of Jesus, the first Noel.
Thank you.
late on the eve of the incarnation, the people of Israel found themselves outcast in their own land, land that had been promised to them by their God. The promise of a deliverer, a Messiah, echoed from a distant past. The political oppression of the Roman Empire and the religious control over the people, led by the ultra-conservative, radical leadership of the Jewish people, made life intolerable. There were those who still believed, who did not place the ritual of the law above the reality of the Lord. They took God at His word. God made a promise, and God always keeps His promises. It was important to always be prepared, to always be ready. There was no palace for this prince, no crown for this future king, no throne for this one who would reign forever and ever. Unto a world of arrogance, power, and extravagance, he brought humility vulnerability, and sacrifice. What began at the foundation of the world in the timeless dimensions of eternity was coming to fruition in a tiny village nestled in the hills of Judea, locked in the framework of time and space. Mary and Joseph came to Bethlehem as commanded by the Roman Empire, but foretold by the Lord through his prophets. There was no precedent for this holy night. Only God could see the convergence of all aspects of the first Noel.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Things and pondered and treasured them in her heart.
How can this come to be? All of the plans at his command, why would he bless me? I know what I believe. I know what I have seen. I know the Lord has chosen me. And this isn't just a dream. I know the one.
To present the most famous concert in history. There was more to come, but what an incredible story so far. The first Noel, born as the King. Glory, hallelujah, 'tis a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
to announce his son's birth. Learned men observed the new celestial miracle and immediately understood its significance. They left their kingdoms and followed the star in search of a new king. This encounter of earthly and heavenly royalty is amazing and poignant. These men of wisdom and wealth did not hesitate to bring offerings and to bow down and worship the Holy Child, the one true King.
Kings of earth on a course unknown, bearing gifts from afar, hoping, praying, following yonder star. Silhouette of a caravan painted against the sky. Wise men searching for the Holy Child. One king held the frankincense, one king held the myrrh, one king held the purest gold, one king held the hope of the world.
One night stands out as a testament to divine love. One night stands out as the moment heaven came down to earth. It was a miraculous night. It was a glorious night. It was a holy night.
Riches takes on the weight of earth's poverty.
The mention of angels and shepherds, magi, a star in the east, and a manger will forever be connected to the realms of the miraculous. Oh, the mysteries of the wondrous, boundless, timeless love of our God.
The Son of God, here born.
The amazing, majestic, miraculous story of Christmas all comes down to this. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. Noel, born as the King.
Santa, poor shepherd. For a 30-minute sermon now? No, this morning, Sherry and the choir delivered the message, and wasn't it beautiful? Yes, it was. But in case you didn't pick up on it through all that music and the songs, I just want to put a bow on it this morning. The top is that I'm not going to sing, don't worry. In case you didn't pick up on it, I want to say this before we finish our service. This baby in the nativity, it's not just a cute baby. It's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and God. And he didn't just come so that we could have parties and presents and trees and beautiful music. Just like the choir said, he came to save us. Not just people back then, but people today too. And so if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would love to talk with you about that this morning. We always say, don't focus on the presents and the gifts at Christmas time. This is one gift that's okay for us to focus on for a minute. In just a minute, Sherry's going to do one more song. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today's the day. Let's take what better time than Christmas than to accept the greatest gift of all time.
Go Tell It on the Mountain. It's number 95 in the hymn book. Let's stay.